Hi there, welcome to Come All Ye. Bruce Cameron with you for another program of folk music from all over the place. Nice to have you along today. The program today features an album by an English singer by the name of Hilary James. She's been around for quite a while, well, 30 years or so as a performer, and we'll get a few tracks from her in the course of the program. Another English singer who's been around a long time is Tom McConville. He recorded an album way back in 1980 with Kieran Halpin. Quite a nice album it is too. Port of Call is the name of it. I'm going to play you two tracks from it. First one, a song written not by him or them, and then a set of tunes. Tom McConville, not only a fine singer, but a very good fiddle player as well.
Can any bonny tell me where the blonny roses grow?
It might be down in Limerick town, it might be in Mayo. It's somewhere in the Emerald Island, this I want to know. Can anybody tell me where the blonny roses grow?
Left, you know, the damsel then belonged to where the blonde roses grow.
Can anybody tell me where the blonde roses grow? It might be down in Limerick town, it might be in Mayo. It's somewhere in the Emerald Island, this I want to know. Can anybody tell me where the blonde roses grow? County Clare, but upon me were the roses, lads, I can't find anywhere. She blonied me, for by the power she left me broke, you know. And the damsel that belongs where the blonny roses grow. Can anybody tell me where the blonny roses grow? It might be down in Limerick town, it might be in Mayo. It's somewhere in the Emerald Island, this I want to know. Can anybody tell me where the bloody roses grow?
Well, the cushion and gram, a crow, young man, she murmured soft to me. If you belong to Ireland, it yourself belongs to me. Her Donegal, come on, you brogue, and captured me, you know. Mad look to her and bugger the place where the blonde roses grow.
Can anybody tell me where the blonde roses grow? It might be down in Limerick town, it might be in Mayo. It's somewhere in the Emerald Island, this I want to know. Can anybody tell me where the blonde roses grow?
Thank you.
Tunes in that little set, Dr. Gilbert and the Lads of Leash. Before that, the Bloody Roses from an album called Port of Call, Tom McConville and Kieran Halpin. Nice album, as I said earlier. You're listening to Come All Ye on 2MCE. Jim Queskin and Jeff Moldau.
your head so red. I've been working on your cartoons till I'm almost dead. Till I'm almost dead. Till I'm almost dead. I've been working on your cartoons.
Jim Queskin and Jeff Muldaur, 50 years ago thereabouts, I first heard those guys as members of Jim Queskin and the Jug Band. That was the name of the band, Jim Queskin and the Jug Band. And I did like Jug Band music, and still do. You hear a bit of it on this program from time to time. But all those years later, those two guys recorded Penny's Farm, the name of the album, and lots of old American songs on there, including that one, The Boll Weevil. Here are the Fagan family. This is from a long time ago. It might have been their first album, called Common Treasury. Kate and James Fagan look very, very young in the photographs. This was recorded in 1991, would you believe? We'll hear The Ballad of Eureka, poem by Helen Palmer and music by Doreen Bridges.
that change will not be halted by any redcoat's gun. There's not a flag in Europe more rousing to the will than the flag of stars that flutters above you.
Voice of Margaret Fagan there with the Ballad of Eureka. Her husband Bob playing guitar and the two children not in the room at the time, James and Kate, otherwise engaged. The other musicians on that track were a trio who were active in Sydney at the time called the High Notes. Ailish O'Connor, very fine fiddle player from Dundalk, I think, Ireland, where she returned some years later, still lives there, I think. Jimmy Gregory playing bouzouki, sadly no longer with us. Peter Woodley, very much alive and kicking, playing flute. I think he's Canberra these days. Anyway, that's from Common Treasury, an album by the Fagans. Matt Kranich, Mick Daly and Dave Hennessy recorded an album called Any Old Time some time ago. We'll hear a couple of tracks from it. First of all, a song called The Wind and Rain, which you might remember from somewhere or other. Mick Daly will sing that one. And then Mick Duggan's set of polkas. Thank you. Matt Cranitch, Mick Daly and Dave Hennessy. Any Old Time, the name of the album, and it's a ripper. Right, time to introduce you to the featured album on the program, and it's called English Sketches. It's been around a while. The album was released in 2011. The artist is Hilary James. She's been on the program a few times in various guises. She's a member of a wonderful group called the Mandelinquents with her partner, Simon Mayer, and also with her sister. She recorded an album called Songs and Chansons, a potpourri of Parisian tangos, English folk song, baroque and popular song down the centuries. Basically because her sister, who is Janet Giraudeau, has been living in the south of France for a long time. And anyway, they got together and recorded an album. But that's not the one we're featuring today. It's Hilary James's solo album. Called Solo, but as is the way of these things, she has lots of pals helping out. And on this particular track, the pals helping her out include Richard Collins playing bass guitar, Paul Hutchinson on accordion, Simon Mayer, guitars and mandocello, and Ed Quick, backing vocals. Hilary James usually performs with her own double bass and a big bass mandolin, fearsome-looking thing. But she's not playing it on this one. Somebody else is playing bass. The Bold Fisherman.
Called in calling you a bold fisherman, I fear you
that has offended me. I'll take you to my father's house and married you.
Hypnotic, isn't it? It just rolls along. Did you notice the timing? It's in 5/4 time. Very rolling waves sort of thing. Interesting. Hilary James, that's from the featured album. We'll hear more of Hilary James's music as the afternoon progresses. Hilary James has achieved a successful career in music spanning 30 years. And a bit of an innovator, back in 1979, she set up her own label, which can be a good idea if you want to keep control of your product. It probably can also send you broke if you're not very good, but she is, so that's good. I think it's a collaboration with her partner, Simon Mayer, who's a multi-instrumentalist himself. Yes, so she's been in, I think I said she's been in the other bands, the Band Delinquents and that album she recorded with her sister, but she's also been in a group called Slim Panatella and the Mellow Virginians. Now, let me see. Here's a track from Martin Wyndham Reid. Australian track, this one, Australian song. About a property called Irish Lords. It's the name of a shape station.
The barley grass was 2 feet high, the billabongs were full. The Brogas danced a minuet, the world seemed made of wool. The nights were never wearisome, the days were never slow. When first I went to Irish Lords, on the road to the frost was on the barley grass as we passed the homestead rails. A darling jack has piped us in with his turns and trills and scales. Youth and health and happiness sat on the saddle bow, and merry at Irish Lords on the road to Ivanhoe. And everywhere was happiness, the fates were fair and kind. We drank the very wine of life, we never looked behind. And merry, merry everywhere was flitting to and fro. When first we went to Irish Lords on the road to Ivanhoe. window on a leafy bough, where the golden banks you grew, stared like a dead man's glassy eye, for the roof had fallen through. No flowers in a garden bed, and a voice stilled long ago, when last I went to Irish lords on the road to Ivanhoe.
Wonderful voice, Martin Wyndham Reid with Irish Lords on the Road to Ivanhoe. Now, next track comes from a Scottish group called Barlua. B-A-R-L-U-A-T-H. Barlua. The word Barlua, an ancient bagpipe embellishment used in Pibroch. And the Barlua embellishment is no longer commonly played in modern-day piping. It consisted of 19 separate grace notes, which made it too difficult to practice. Though there are no written examples of a Barlua in the surviving Pibroch manuscripts, it's thought that it was used as an embellishment to the already challenging Krunlua. But I'm sure you knew that, didn't you? No? Well, after that big build-up, I'll play two tracks by Barlua. First one's not even featuring bagpipes, I think. Well, I mean, they're not dominant. It's a song written by Chris Alger, recorded first by Vin Gar, but it's called Away From The Pits. Then a set of tunes, The Big Chief, Tides Out, and Rose Cottage.
On a heart made of coal, and for years it's been eaten away. And the first thing I noticed when I came to this place, that the earth moves a little each day. There were cracks in the buildings, windows askew, great rods of iron, the houses run through. This city is somehow a little like you, not trusted to stay the same way. I've seen buildings held up by great pillars of wood, streets running well out of true, chimneys lean over and gardens sunk low, but they can't get much lower than you. Wherever the seams run like fingers of blight, the land it gives up without even a fight. It's like me at the moment, a pitiful sight, still reeling but trying to pull through. Away from the pits I'll be bound, away from the pits I'll be bound. This city is somehow a little like you, away from the pits I'll be bound. The miners claw on where they're living to make, I don't envy them double the pay. Oh, the coal, it's a devil, it's a demon to break, and the damage is done anyway. Like rats, they will gnaw at the core of the land, their homes they destroy with their very own hands. Just like our love, it's all built upon sand, when you left me for him. Burned. this place I like you. It's here I shall no more be found. Perhaps I'll go westwards and head for the sea. Even though I am sure that rough mistress she'll be, her heart would be firmer than your love for me. Away from the pits I'll be bound. Away from the pits I'll be bound.
that last tune's getting played a bit these days. It's called Rose Cottage. It was written by Donald Shaw. He composed so many fine tunes. The other two in that set, The Big Chief, which was composed by Ailie Firth, who is the fiddle player in this band, Barlua. And the middle tune is called Tides Out. That's an old tune. Before that, Away from the Pits, written by Chris Alger, sung there by Ainsley Hamill, the main singer in Barlua. I just like saying Barlua. Good word. So, back to the featured album now for another track. Now, it's I always like comparing different versions of songs. It might get boring, I suppose, to some people, but I like comparing different versions. And there's an old Scottish song called Twa Corbies, and it's also known as Two Ravens. And here's Hilary James with The Two Ravens.
Black as they could be. One of them I heard him say, "Where shall we go and dine today?"
I'm sorry about that volume weirdness. I think we've sorted that out.
Or shall we go dine by the greenwood tree? Shall we go down to the salt, salt sea? Or shall we go dine by the greenwood tree? As I walked down by the white sea sand, I saw a fair ship near at hand. Hand and I bent my beak. The ship she sank to a howling shriek. There lie the sailors, one, two, three. Shall we go dine by the salt, salt sea? There lie the sailors, one, two, three. Shall we go dine by the salt, salt sea? Come, let me show you a far better sight. A lonesome glen, a new slain knight. His blood runs yet on the grass. His sword half drawn, his shafts unshot. And nobody knows that he lies there, but his hound and his hawk and his lady fair. Nobody knows that he lies there, but his hound and his hawk and his lady fair. His hound is to the hunting gone, his hawk to fetch the wildfowl home. His lady's away to a bother mate. Shall we go make our feasting sweet? Dinner is sure, the feast is free. Come, let us dine by the greenwood tree. Dinner is sure, the feast is free. Come, let us dine by the greenwood tree.
Thank you.
extraordinarily jovial version of what would otherwise be a fairly grim song. The Two Ravens, from the featured album on the program today, English Sketches, by the English singer Hilary James. More from her shortly. On my most recent trip to Tasmania, I happened to be in Hobart on a Saturday morning, and the Salamanca Market happens on Saturday morning, and I just happened to see Carrie Lewenkamp playing music in the market, which is not unusual because he's there just about every Saturday. He's a very fine guitarist. And I'm going to play a track called Salamanca Saturdays by Carrie Lewenkamp.
Thank you. good life of pains to the land of the great old sage in those Oklahoma hills where I was born. Where the black oil rolls and flows and the snow-white cotton grows in those Oklahoma hills where I was born.
Way down yonder in the Indian Nation, riding my pony on the reservation in the Oklahoma hills where I was born. A cowboy's life is my occupation in the Oklahoma hills where I was born. Way down yonder in the Indian Nation, riding my pony on the reservation in the Oklahoma hills where I was born. Way down yonder in the Indian Nation, a cowboy's life is my occupation in the Oklahoma hills where I was born.
While we were in a Tasmanian frame of mind, I played another one from Tassie, Coyote Serenade. They're from Tasmania. So, Carrie Leeuwenkamp and Coyote Serenade joined the program. We'll go back for another one from the featured album. This is Hilary James. The album is called English Sketches. It's on her label, by the way, her own label called Acoustics. And it's a bit of an indicator of how quickly she's adapted to new technology back when you could come up with your own web name and all that kind of stuff. Acoustics was a pretty good label, pretty good name to snaffle for your record label. But her website, she scored big with this one too, www.folksong.co.uk, folksong.co.uk, that's pretty good. Anyway, here's Hilary James from the featured album. This is the bell ringing song.
One day in October, neither drunken nor sober, or Broadbury town I was wending my way, when I heard of some ringing, some dancing and singing. I ought to remember that Jubilee day. 'Twas an Ashwater town, the bells made it sound. They rang for a hat and a belt laced with gold. But the men of North Loo rang so steady and true that there never were better in Devon, I hold. 'Twas misunderstood, for the men of Broadwood gave a blow on the tenor that ne'er should have been. But the men of North Loo rang so faultlessly true, a difficult matter to beat them, I ween. 'Twas an Ashwater town, the bells they did sound. They rang for a hat and a belt laced with gold. But the men of North Loo rang so steady and true that there never were better in Devon. Bring you a challenge again in a round. We'll give you a chance at St. Stephen's or Launceston. The prize to the winner's a note of £5. 'Twas an Ashwater town, the bells they did sound. They rang for a hat and a belt laced with gold. But the men of North Loo rang so steady and true that they never were better in Devon. Bells they rang out all the valleys below. Then old and young people, the hale and the feeble, they came out to hear the sweet bell music flow. 'Twas an Ashwater town, the bells they did sound. They rang for a hat and a belt laced with gold. But the men of North Loo rang so steady and true that they never were better in Devon. More were obliged to give, or they were beaten completely.
so steady and true, but there never were better in Devon, I hold. But the men of North Blue rang so steady and true, but there never were better in Devon, I hold.
Hilary James and the bell ringing song. I find her voice very pleasant. Really do. She doesn't force the notes, and it's not a spectacular voice, I suppose, in that sense. Some are very distinctive and memorable, but I find her voice memorable, but an easy one to listen to. Featured album, English Sketches. Now, a group called Chowder, their album Music and Memory. Let's hear set of jigs, The Bog of Allen, Enoch Dune, and Bill the Weaver. I'll tell you more about them at the end. We were listening to an Irish band called Chowder from their album Music and Memory. We heard The Bog of Allen. Charming. Enoch Duan and Bill the Weavers. They described the first tune, The Bog of Allen, as an unusual jig, notated during February 1862 in the manuscript of P. Enright from County Cork. And a similar version under the same title appears in the mid-19th century manuscript of Canon James Goodman. Well, it's a good tune. I didn't know about that, though. The second tune also answers to the name of The Sheep in the Boat. Junior Crean played that one originally, not the version we heard. And concluding that set, Bill the Weavers, a rare version, which appears untitled in the Stephen Greer collection of 1883. My goodness, so much information. Does your brain hurt? This'll help. From an album called First Inversion, Munro O'Callaghan Titchener, music from Adelaide. Interesting album recorded by John Munro, Mike O'Callaghan and Pete Titchener from Adelaide. Album called First Inversion. And that one, you never know. You never know. That's true. Here's Paul and Silas. Well, that's the name of the song. The name of the group, Paul's Creek.
Paul's Silas bound in jail all night long. Paul and Silas bound in jail all night long. Paul and Silas bound in jail all night long, saying, who shall deliver for me? Silas prayed to God all night long. Paul and Silas prayed to God all night long. Paul and Silas prayed to God all night long, saying, who shall deliver for me? Jailer locked the jail all night long. That old jailer locked the jail all night long. That old jailer locked the jail all night long, saying, who shall deliver for me? Jail it reel and rocked all night long. That old jail it reel and rocked all night long. That old jail it reel and rocked all night long, saying, who shall deliver for me? Hebrew children in the burning fire all night long. Hebrew children in the burning fire all night long. Hebrew children in the burning fire all night long, saying, who shall deliver for me? Paul and Silas bound in jail all night long. Paul and Silas bound in jail all night long. Paul and Silas bound in jail all night long, saying, who shall deliver for me?
The big question. Who shall deliver for me? That's Paul's Creek. Remember that band? Paul's Creek. Carol Rifkin, Jamie Soosby, Troy Harrison, Tim Gardner. Goodness me, there's hundreds of them. All right, never mind. An old song, traditional song, Paul and Silas. You're listening to Come All Ye on 2MCE. You might be listening to the podcast. You might be listening through your magic internet-capable computer. Or you might just be listening to it on a radio. All of these things are your options. If you go to radio.2mce.org, you can visit the 2MCE website and find out about it. If you want to be more specific, you can just go to comeallye.com, find out about this program, and you can find out how to get access to the podcasts, how to see playlists. I've put playlists up there on my website back to 1998. Why? You might well ask. I don't know. Anyway, it keeps me aware of what I've played and when. A band I haven't played for a little while, because I checked, is Old Blind Dogs from the northeast of Scotland. This is one of their earlier albums called Close to the Bone. I'm going to play two tracks. First one is an instrumental, and the three tunes in it: Universal Hall, The Nuptial Knot, and the Bartolini Highlander. The Bartolini Highlander is probably the better known or best known of the three. It was composed by Rob Wallace. And then we'll let them continue with the fine voice of Ian F. Benzie, or Beggy, he may have been when he was a member of the band, with McPherson's Rant and The Winging, a tune written by James Hardy. This is Old Blind Dogs. Thank you.
farewell, ye dungeons dark and strong. A long farewell to thee, MacPherson's time will no belong on yonder gallows tree. 'Twas by a woman's treacherous hand that I was condemned to die. She carried me o'er to the windy cell, and a blanket she threw over me.
Say rantingly, I say dantingly, say wantonly, get he. He played a tune and he danced in a room, and a blow the gallows tree.
The laird o' grant, oh, that healing sant, at first laid hands on me. He pleads the cause of Peter Brune, ach, let's make
MacPherson's Rant. Now, Jamie MacPherson was a bit of a lad. He wasn't all that respectful of the law. And eventually he was caught, sentenced to be hanged, and supposedly composed the tune and the song while he was waiting for his execution, the week before his execution. The song had a bit of work done on it, by Robert Burns sometime later. And that's close enough to the version we heard there. But it's an interesting yarn. So supposedly he threw himself from the ladder to hang by his own will. Allegedly, that was the last capital sentence executed in Scotland under heritable jurisdiction, whatever that is. It's universally believed in the northeast of Scotland that a reprieve was on its way to Banff at the time of the execution, Banff being the place where he was getting hanged, next to the cross of Banff. So the lone rider, supposedly, was carrying the reprieve, and somebody didn't really want that reprieve to be carried out. So the legend has it that Duff of Braco saw a lone rider coming from Turriff and correctly assumed that he carried a pardon for young Jamie from the Lord of Grant. As the story goes, he then set about turning the village clock 15 minutes ahead. So Macpherson was hanged before the pardon arrived. The magistrates allegedly were punished for this, and the town clock was kept 15 minutes before the correct time for many years. Even to this day, the town of Macduff has its west-facing town clock covered, so the people of Banff can't see the correct time. So that was Old Blind Dogs, and Macpherson's Rant, and also a tune composed by their fiddle player, Johnny Hardy. I think I called him Jamie, or was going to, before that track. He's Johnny. It's called The Wigging. What do you know about a Supermarine Spitfire? Not a prompt for so many folk songs, I guess, but it was a fairly important piece of work during the Second World War, wasn't it? R.J. Mitchell designed the Spitfire. He worked at the Supermarine Works in Woolston in Southampton at the time, and a chap by the name of Barry Wake wrote a song called Woolston's Pride, a tribute to R.J. Mitchell.
During the war in 1916, Hubert Scott Payne ran Supermarine, and a man joined the team. His destiny beckoned, a man with a vision chasing a dream. Came the hour, came a man with something to prove. Beating the odds, he always came through, and he worked all the hours to give us the Spitfire, defending the nation. And making a name as they raced for a prize, the great Snyder Trophy, beating the world best on the day. Came the hour, came a man with something to prove. Beating the odds, he always came through, and he worked all the hours to give us the Spitfire, defending the nation. Working so hard, his health running down. Spitfire was born, his destiny found. Though he died far too soon, his spirit was flying in every new Spitfire. In the yard came a man with something to prove. Beating the odds, he always came through, and he worked all the hours to give us the Spitfire, defending the nation, flown by the few. Yes, he worked all the hours to give us the Spitfire, defending the nation, flown by.
Nifty little ending there. That's a group called Leonard. Leonard. Or maybe Leonard. Just A. No, funner over the A. Six-piece female band playing Irish music. We heard a set of polkas from Limerick. You Broke My Cup and Saucer, The Curran Lane Chase, and Tarmans. Tarmans. Time for a final offering from the featured album. It's a setting of a poem by A.E. Housman, if you've ever dabbled in his collection called A Shropshire Lad, it may be familiar to you. It's called Breeden Hill. Breeden Hill, even though it's in Worcestershire, was included in Houseman's collection. And here's Simon Mayer and Hilary James. Once again, Hilary James' album, English Sketches, and Breeden Hill.
Come.
Thanks for your company again today. Hope you've enjoyed some of the music that I've played for you. Featured album, once again, is from Hilary James, English Sketches, it's called. We'll go out with a little bit of Spanish waltz. This is Kate Burke playing guitar, not singing. It has a number of different names, this tune, but she calls it Spanish waltz on this occasion. See you next time.